Malaria, a mosquito-borne disease caused by a parasite, is highly preventable and treatable, yet it remains one of the most pressing crises in the global community. The president's malaria initiative hopes to cut the death rate in half by 2008. Aid from the American people has already reached more than 6 million Africans. This year, 30 million more will receive medicines, mosquito repellent, and bed nets treated with insecticide as the program expands. Speaking at a White House-sponsored conference on the issue Thursday, Mrs. Bush said one of the program's goals is to utilize faith-based groups in its efforts to fight this disease.
In many African villages, churches are the only formal institutions that can manage malaria control and prevention. In malaria-prone regions, people look first to their churches, mosques, or synagogues for help. They trust their pastors to provide it.
Robert Tortora is with the Gallup Organization, which does international polls and surveys. His research shows that religious organizations are a good way to reach the African population.
And if you look at institutions and if you ask sub-Saharan Africans about confidence in institutions, the number one institution that they have confidence in is religious organizations.
One of the simplest and most effective ways of preventing malaria infection is through the use of inexpensive netting that is treated with insecticides and draped over a bed. Tortora says because Africans have confidence in their religious leaders, they can be very effective in educating people on how to use these nets properly. Getting nets out to the population, especially those in vulnerable rural areas, and thereby reduce infection rates. Mrs. Bush says this type of partnership has already been effective in parts of Africa.
Religious groups add to the anti-malaria resources committed by the United States and our partner governments. And they heal the sick and suffering with the faith, hope, and love that governments can't provide.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Congress approved funding for malaria, allocating an additional $25 million over what the White House asked for. Organizations working against the disease say that extra money will help benefit an additional 10 million people this year. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。